KJ Talk Radio with Daryl King, the author of How Do You Want It, Mo Dirty, Dirty South, and of course, none other than Mac Daddy, Legacy of a Gangsta, and Mr. Entrepreneur, none other than Mr. Albert Jones Jr. What's going on, Jonesy?
Just glad to be here.
All right. So that's great, man. We have a fantastic lineup tonight for you all on KJ Talk Radio. We have we will introduce to you all Kay and Dee Dee from Dee Dee Cuts and Hookups. You want to say hello to our audience out there in Radio Land?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
All right. And we have Mr. D. Young, the young legend, hip-hop artist superior. What you want to say, young man?
I want to say what's up there, everybody. It's going to be a good show tonight.
All right. And also, ladies, get ready to, strap on your seatbelts because we have none other than Mr. Dante Moore, the re-educator, the man who is the author of The Re-Education of the Females, and he doesn't hold anything back. Dante, how you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right. So we are going to begin, kick this show off right now with D. Young. Okay, so we want to ask you, first of all, young man, obviously you are an underground hip-hop artist. You have a lot of successful hits right now online, MySpace, and other online sites. So what pretty much influenced you to rap?
Well, it probably was the fact that I always listened to music as a youngster. And, you know what I'm saying, I grew up in a generation where rap was always around, so that's all I ever heard around the house. So it was a matter of time before I was going to take on to it anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. So you pretty much on your own just loving that music. That's what you pretty much listen to and everything else. So that's that seems like the way that a lot of rappers started, a lot of hip-hop artists, and back in the day and even now. So, Jonesy, what do you think? You got any questions you want to ask Mr. D. Young?
Yes, D. Young, what I want to ask you was, who are some of your favorite hip-hop artists out there today?
Some of my favorite hip-hop artists out right now would be probably Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, T.I., and Young Jeezy, and Eminem.
Oh, okay. All right, I like Eminem myself. He's, basically a Detroit rapper. I love 8 Mile. I love all of them actually. So, basically, I mean, what would make you different? I mean, what makes you different than any of those artists that you just named?
What makes me different is my life experiences are different. So we wouldn't rap about the same things because we didn't go through the same things.
Oh, okay, all right. And so you pretty much didn't go through the same thing.
Could you tell me the type of rap? What would you call the type of rap that you do?
The type of rap that I do, I can't really say. It's just I can't really classify. It's just me. So, like, I just rap about anything that I'm going through at the moment, whether it be happy, sad, you know what I'm saying, anything, spirit, uplifting, whatever it is, I can do it all.
And do you write your own music?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else to do that?
Oh, yeah, I definitely write my own songs.
You do your own songs. That's great. Wonderful.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because, you are live, we have callers definitely going to listen to this program. How do you pretty much, or you as a male rapper, I know you pretty much interested in this. How do the ladies respond to your music?
They respond to my music very well, because I do the songs for the girls pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, right. Most of my fan base is females anyway.
Okay. All right.
Well, Mr. D. Young, do you think that, how do you, just by being on this show, you might have a great opportunity to land a record deal. You know that, don't you? And then if you do land a record deal, would you be ready for it?
Yeah, I'll be ready to get a record deal. I just wonder if they'd be ready for me. Because I want to be under a certain type of, I want to own my own masters and things like that.
Okay, good. Well, what you doing now? Do you have any lineup shows you're making? What you doing right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the process of booking a couple of shows and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? I'm linking up with a lot of people, and I'm talking to a lot of people via the Internet. That's why I be on MySpace a lot, and Facebook and Twitter and things like that.
Okay, what is, you guys, you have, I understand you have a CD out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what is one of the favorite, I would think the favorite tunes that you would think one of the best tunes on the CD?
The best songs I think on the, like, Lyrical Prison, Don't Cry, and also Place of Residence. That's the intro to the whole mixtape.
I'm just saying that we're supposed to hear one of them.
Yeah, I'm ready for that too. Seth, you got anything from D Young that the listeners can hear tonight? Well, we're still listening. For Mr. D. Young, we're waiting around, trying to get his, album to play, and we will definitely do that for you all tonight, while we get our technician to run that and to move that. But I'm gonna ask the last question for Mr. D. Young. I wanna ask you how you deal with beef, because, you know, a lot of people look at hip hop music as violent. They look at hip hop music as, you know, a musical, type of genre that brings a lot of negativity. Especially to youth, how you deal with that?
I don't think actually real within the music business. I don't think beef, I don't think you call it beef within the music business, because beef is like something that happens on the streets. I think it's more like a dis, you know what I'm saying, like misunderstanding or something like that. But really, I just deal with it like anybody else would. It depends on how serious it is. Like sometimes I might brush it off, other times I might approach somebody about it. Or if they record a song, I won't record a song. They could battle me.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Within the hip-hop culture, too. If you want to have a beef with me, you could battle me all day long.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, I tell you what, before we go, we need some information for the listeners out here, you know, in Radio Land to be able to contact you and to do anything as far as if they want to get with you, they want to listen to your music. Give us a plug.
Okay, the best place to go to listen to all my mixtapes is datpiff.com, and you could go to the search engine and type in D space Y-O-U-N-G, that's D Young. And you can also visit me at myspace.com/D Young, the young legend. That's the with a T-H-A. And you can also just email me at theyounglegend@yahoo.com.
Oh, okay, all right. That's great. Sounds good. Can you just fit something freestyle real quick before you get off the air? Something real quick.
Coke on the strip, the fiends dying to itch. The WWE never seen raw like this. Got them sniffing up dust like they caught in a sandstorm. So the fiends get mad when I ain't got no more grams for them. But if they step out of line, I got my mans for them. Not a masseuse, but he'll put hands on them, then let it blam on them. Nickname peanut butter, but they gas like jelly because it'll jam on them. Not Rick Ross, but the young and the boss. So talk slick, and that pumper make them jump like crisscross. And that's cause my hustle game don't stop. Way before Prince came, that purple rain on the block. So I'm the main on the block. Something like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, cause I got my name on the block. Why? Cause the youngin' gets busy. That's why I hold the torch for my city like the Statue of Liberty.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's good, baby. You sick, baby. That was D Young on KJ Talk Radio. Go ahead and support this young man. He is a very exciting young hip-hop artist. He got some fire for you. Holla at your boy. Now, our next guest, because we ain't stopped yet. What do you think? What do you think, Johnson? Huh?
Things is going along pretty good, man. I'm really enjoying D. Young, but I want to hear one of his songs.
Okay, all right.
He's there.
Oh, man, that's good. So I want you to introduce this gentleman and this young lady. You know, you have some affiliation with. They are entrepreneurs right here in the Washington, D.C. area. Could you introduce them, sir?
We got, I call her Dee Dee. I don't know no other than Dee Dee. That's okay, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
And this is her husband, Kay.
All right.
And she entrepreneur.
Okay.
I think that when I met her, she told me what she was doing, and I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was great, you know,
okay.
to be able to do what she have done. And she was telling me about she was going to purchase this building, and she was going to start a business up, you know. And she
okay.
did. And I think it was beautiful, and I wanted to have on the show.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. So what is it that you guys do? What is it that you guys bring to the table as far as letting our listeners know what it is that you all are promoting?
We bring something new, fresh, organized, and professional.
Okay.
Beauty's Cuts and Hookups. It's a barber, braiding, beauty, and nail salon all in one.
Okay.
We also have a tattoo parlor on site, a clothing store, telecommunication services, and we also provide legal services as well.
Wow, man, you guys got a lot of irons in the fire there, man. That's good. That sounds great.
Oh, well, definitely. And Didi, could you just tell everybody a little bit about you, you know, yourself, and how you got started, and what really prompted you to do this?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm a D.C. resident. I was born and raised in the District of Columbia. I'm a graduate of Eastern Senior High School, class of 2000. I'm just a young black woman trying to succeed. I graduated from Bennett Career Institute in 2003, where cosmetology was my major, and that's what I love to do.
Great. My next question is, where are you located at? If I wanted to come to visit your store, if there's a prop in a parking prop, would I be able to park free?
You have no problem with parking. Parking is 2 hours. There's no problem with parking. Switch sides of the streets. We also have people that'll wash your car, even move your car. When the parking is tough, we'll make sure you're comfortable.
All right, that's great. So let me ask a question here. You know, what makes the environment stand out or differ from your average beauty or barbershop? You know,
what makes it stand out is our first priority is the people, the community. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
Also, to make sure that you are serviced with a professional manner and comfortable. That's the most important thing. That's what makes us different.
It's a warm, welcoming, courteous, and definitely we keep it clean. It's comfortable and very convenient.
Okay, that sounds important. That sounds important for any business to have for customers to enjoy themselves.
Been open now.
Come on, you all been open. We've been open now for 3 months. It's June 20th. We had our grand opening on June 20th.
And how business been good?
Business has been good. You know, we have our ups and we have our downs. We prefer more community support. Other than that, pay the bills.
Oh, great, great, great. That's very important.
Our first focus is the people, the community.
Right.
Period.
Right. Fantastic, fantastic. There.
Okay, well, you know, the only other question I have, I'll say, do you really hook them up at DD's Cuts and Hookups? I mean, do you really get the people looking, you know, the pod, you know, getting them, you know, sharp and everything?
First of all, we make sure that's the first priority. When you come
okay.
in, make sure your self-esteem, your confidence, and everything is up to par and everything when you leave from the shop.
And the reason why we call it Didi's Cuts and Hookups, we offer a variety of services. Monday through Sunday, we have specials. Monday, we got Monday manicures, Tuesday tapers, Wednesday wet sets, Thursday thermal curls, Friday finger waves, Saturday shape ups, and Sunday, it's something going on every single day.
As far as the store policy, we meet everyone's standards when it comes to financially. Whether it was 20%, 5%, 2%, 100%, we're going to make sure that you are comfortable, period. That's our job and our dedication.
Oh, that's great. great.
Oh man, that's what's up. Yeah, that's nice.
If I wanted to contact you all, I wanted to come to your shop. Could you tell the audience how would they, what would they, could they email if they want to get in touch with you all?
We have an email address, we have phone numbers, and we can also give you directions and everything.
Okay. And the address is 1500 East Capitol Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C. It's 2 to 3 blocks from Stadium Armory Metro. We have an email address. It's D's Hands. That's D-E-E-Z-H-A-N-D-Z at AOL.com. And the telephone number is 202-546-4664.
Actually, the Northeast area side, we actually located in the Capitol Hill area. So 15th and East Capitol all the way back is the Capitol Hill area. So it's a warm environment. It's welcome. Our job is to make sure you're comfortable. So y'all come on out and see us, and you make your decision from there.
Man, that's what's up. So you all have heard from Kay and DD from DD and Cuts and Hook Up. So if you ever need, if you ever, for all of the all of you all that are outside of the DMV area, that's DC, Maryland, and Virginia, if you're ever in this area and you need to get hooked up, you need to get your hair did, you need to get your, you know, your hair and your hooked up, fellas, you need to go to DD's Cuts and Hookups. And that's K and DD, okay, from DD's Cuts and Hookups. All right, any final things you guys want to say to the listeners out there in Radio Land?
Anything? Y'all want to say anything else you want to say out there to the people?
All the Redskin fans, come on out.
No, all the Cowboy fans, come on out.
All the Redskin fans, come on out. Let's talk our trash.
Each and every Sunday on that big flat screen TV on the wall, we will have them Cowboys playing.
And the Redskins going to win. At all times.
I don't know about it.
We even got church Sundays after the Redskins go off.
After the Cowboys go off.
Y'all come on out and check us out.
All right.
God bless everybody.
All right.
That's what's good. So you heard. DD's Cuts and Hookups. Redskins and Cowboys. Well, you know, I mean, my team went 0-16 last year, Detroit Lions, so I'm usually in the studio by myself, but it's all good. But, yeah, so that's what you guys want to do. You guys want to make sure you contact DD's Cuts and Hookups and you know, make sure you support all of our black businesses out here. Now, we're going to move right along, and I'll tell you what, this is a gentleman that I have known for quite some time now. I met him and he doesn't bite his tongue at all. He is gonna give it to you raw gutter. His name is Dante Moore, also known as the Reeducator. Okay, and this man has written a self-help book, if you will. He is a relationship expert, but on another level. The Reeducation of the Female, that's his book. You can get it from any fine bookstore or online, Amazon, wherever. And we just want to give a warm welcome to Mr. Dante Moore. Dante, what's going on, man?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Mr. Dante, I know you have a copy of your book.
Yeah, I got several copies. I mean, okay. Whenever you're ready to purchase it, just let me know.
Okay, all right.
You can also purchase it at Amazon.com, you know, at Borders, Barnes & Noble. You can go to the website at TheReEducation.com if you need to purchase a copy.
All right, that's what's good. So let me ask you this. Dante, what was the inspiration for the book, The Reeducation of the Female? What was that inspiration for you?
Okay, basically, you know, I have a lot of female friends and family that were going through relationship issues time and time again. And contrary to popular belief, the people that have read the book, I wrote it to help women, to let them understand what is going on out here. So They kept asking me, my friends and family, you know, kept asking me the same questions over and over again, and I was noticing they was having the same problems when it comes to their relationships. So I started emailing back and forth, basically giving them little scripts on what to do, telling them little things on how to help their relationship. One of them suggested I should put it in a book, and that's what I did.
All right.
Dante, by writing this book, what are your message to women?
Wake up. That is my message to women. Wake the fuck up. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to understand. This world out here, y'all think that when you're in a relationship with a man that you are in charge and you are in control and that you have some power. You don't. That's the bottom line. If you have a man, if you have your king, your job is to support that man. That's what you're supposed to do, not sit there and hinder and hound and cause destruction in the relationship that you want to have with this person.
All right.
Wow,
all right.
Man. You know, Dante, that's a rough way to be.
I'm open to any and all questions you have. If you got something to say, if you got a gripe on your mind, if you got something wrong in your relationship or something like that, you let me know. I'm here to answer your questions or tell you what you need to do.
Oh, man, you heard it from the re-educator himself. And I'll tell you, I mean, you know what, even just beyond me even asking the questions that we have for the show, I'm going to just ask you this. Dante, do you feel that some of your sentiments are chauvinistic? I'm sure you hear that all the time from not only females, but some males as well. How would you respond to that, brother? I mean, because, I mean, you spitting some serious venom out here.
Well, here's the deal. I'm only educating women about how men are. If that's perceived as chauvinistic, then so be it. I mean, you have Cosmo, you got Oprah, you got all of these other avenues of information telling how women act, how they respond, or how they should be treated, and they don't see that as a problem. I'm only telling you how men act, how we respond, how we talk to women, and what we want in a relationship. So if you perceive that as chauvinistic, then that's on you, but I'm only the messenger.
Mm.
Right.
Okay.
How do you think? Do you think this book would affect men and women?
Yes, I do. I mean, when it comes to relationships, you have many different, approaches. You have many different problems and issues that go on in relationships. If they read the book, or if females read the book, they would definitely understand a little bit more about their man. And if a man reads the book, he can break it down for the female in a way that she can understand better of what's going on in his head. Yes, so it will help both of y'all, and it will always, always cause dialogue between the sexes.
Man, okay. Well, I tell you what, you know, obviously there's stringent requirements for women in this book. Stringent. And you stated in the book that only men with fetishes will date an overweight woman, for instance, and that in a nutshell, they will most likely be used for one night stands or casual sex. Okay, man, let me ask you this. First of all, everybody, I want you to know out there, these are not the sentiments of KJ Talk Radio. These are the sentiments of the re-educator, Mr. Dante Moore. But, you know, he is going to explain this to you. Now, before you answer that question, have you yourself ever dated an overweight woman?
Of course. Of course I've dated an overweight woman, you know. I've mostly dealt with sisters my entire life, and a lot of them are overweight from the beginning. So, yes, I've dated an overweight female and had various, I don't want to say relationships. That's not the word I'm trying to use here. Various encounters with overweight women. But, hey, you know, that's what you got to do sometimes, you know. And you live and learn from those, friendships that you make or those encounters that you have. You live and learn about, you know, what you can do better the next time or how you can approach a relationship the next time when you're dealing with someone that's a larger size.
Wow. Oh, man. Okay.
Dante, when are you working on another book? What you doing right now?
Yes, I'm currently working on another book. It's basically a follow-up to the Re-Education of the Female, and I'm going to just give more insight onto the male mind and the male psyche. I'm not trying to basically make you laugh with a comedic effect like some other authors are doing out here. I'm trying to give you the real deal of what's going on. And my book, the second book, when it comes out, it'll give you more of a detailed advice on how to get your man. You know, a lot of females have asked me, you know, I didn't really go in depth on what they should do when it comes to giving them a sort of like a script in order to go out in the world and get them a man or a husband or something like that. So in the second book, that's what I'll do.
Wow. Right. Well, you know what, Dante, I like you this. You're seeing from, excuse me, with David Letterman, his issues, obviously, with, you know, him and his staff, his female staff members having sex with them. You've seen it from the governor of South Carolina. Just numerous examples of infidelity in the highest levels of business, politics, sports, whatever. Is monogamy dead? Is what do you feel about monogamy? Is it archaic? Was it meant to be?
That's a really hard question. First, I want to start out with, you say David Letterman, you say other people, you know, that's having these infidelities in their marriage and their relationships and things like that. First, I'm going to say, don't hate the player, hate the game. These men went out and they're successful men. They have, you know, relations with various women. I mean, hey, if they could get away with it, then go ahead and do it. But the problem is when you have a relationship out here with a woman, a lot of times you can't express what you really want, your values and other things when it comes to sex, when it comes to having a wife, when it comes to other things like that. You can't really reveal that, so men keep that bottled up and inside. And how they release that is they go get another woman that can satisfy those things that are lacking in their wife or girlfriend.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. Jonesy.
Yeah. Dante, will you, matter of fact, how's your book been doing? You know, I never asked you that question.
It's been doing pretty well, man. It's been going around the world, been getting hits in London, Sydney, Australia, you know, of course, in the United States. I'm all over the Internet. You can Google my name or the name of the book, and you'll see all the hits that's on it. It's doing real well, and I'm going to start doing a little bit more of a follow-up with the second one.
All right. DeYoung, you can get in on this. You got anything you want to ask Dante?
I think a lot of people want to ask Dante some questions, you know, and I'm waiting for some callers, some questions. You know.
The spotlight is on you, DeYoung.
Why do you think it though? Women would get mad at your book when you're a man, like, you know what I'm saying? Women read from other women what men like and what men want, but when a man tells a woman what they want and what they look for in a woman, they get mad at that. Why do you think?
That's a very good question, man. The reason why they get mad, because they rather have that pretty lie than the ugly truth. Of course, when you have a female that's going to tell what they think about men, she's going to be totally and completely and utterly wrong. She does not know what's going on in a man's mind. She does not know how to get or keep a man or what we're thinking about. So when it comes from a man, it's going to be cold hard, it's going to be coarse, and it's going to be in your face. That's what they don't like. They want you to sugarcoat it, wrap it up, pig in a blanket, whatever you want to call it, but they don't want the truth.
Mm.
Got anything they
want to
comment on that?
Oh, well, I got something to say. I got something definitely to say to Dante. I'll say, you know what, Dante, okay, obviously, you know, KJ Talk Radio, you know, brought to you by BBS Radio, you know, right now you're worldwide, nationally and internationally. are you speaking to just a certain segment of women? Are you speaking just to black women, or are you speaking to women of all different ethnicities and nationalities as well on how to handle themselves with their men?
Well, I want to say I'm speaking to all women, but I also want to preface that with in my relationships and what I've been going through, I'm mostly familiar with relationships and issues with black women.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Dante, in your relationship, who controls your relationship?
Of course I do. I mean, of course I do. I mean, look, I'm not saying you have to be, cold-hearted, beating on your woman or something like that, but it must be roles in a relationship. If you want to reverse the role and have the woman be in charge, then that's what you must accept as a man. In my world, I wear the pants in the family. This is how things go. This is the direction where they're going to go. I have if I have a partner, she would support me. If she can't do that, then we don't need to be in a relationship. It's that easy. You know, the old saying ain't nothing, it's nothing, good like new pussy. You know what I'm saying? If I want to go out and get somebody new and have a relationship with that's not going to have all those demeaning qualities that made me leave the first one, then that's what I could do. You know, anybody that's going to keep me from achieving the level that I want to attain in life, in relationships or professionally, then they need to be out of my life.
Okay, see, it doesn't go the way that you want it to go. What do you get? You get out of it?
Of course, of course. I mean, if you see that the relationship is detrimental to your professional life, your spiritual life, or anything that's going on, then you need to get out of that. I mean, if it's not working for you, of course, everybody has issues that they could try to work out, they could try to achieve and overcome. But if you feel like this is a roadblock that you can't get beyond, then yes, you need to go ahead and step out of that relationship.
Okay, I have a question here from Didi.
All right.
Okay. Dante, earlier you stated that men who trial fat women or overweight women, I'm not going to use fat, but overweight women have a fetish. What type of fetish are you referring to?
Thank you for the question, Dee Dee. That fetish is called chubby chasers. All you need to do is Google it on the internet. They have groups, they have web forums, they have different events that you go to. They like huge, grotesque women. That's what they go for, that's what they like. And when I say huge women, I want people to understand, I'm not talking about sisters that's like a size 12 or size 10 or something like that. That's not huge to me. Black women are large anyway. They're going to be big. They're going to be a certain size. I don't want to say big, but they're going to be more athletic, and they're going to be larger than the average Caucasian or Asian female. I understand this. Right. But when I'm talking about big women, I'm talking about the size 18s, the size 20, 22s, and, they still think they got it going on with the biker pants and the tank tops and they got the gut hanging out. You know, that shit is trifling. I mean, you just really don't really need to show that joint. Like, it's going to be a good thing in your relationship. Yes, you're going to have dudes coming on to you. Yes, you're going to have, men trying to approach you or talk to you or something like that because they only want one thing. They see what you got hanging out, they want that, and then they're going to go about their business. But they will not parade you down the street. They will not take you home to mama. They won't marry you or anything else like that. All they want is to hit it and quit it, and that's it.
I got a question right quick. Now, Dante, what would you say to the person that would say, and I have to play the devil's advocate, that would say, man, you really are lacking some positive reinforcement to the women who are maybe obese, maybe struggling with weight problems. Instead of building them up, you're really tearing them down. What would you say to someone, whether they be male or female, that might want to say that to you?
Here's the deal. Everybody struggles with weight. Myself, other people, you see actors and celebrities on TV struggling with it. That's not the issue that I'm trying to address. The issue that I'm trying to address is the huge women that try to force themselves on like a brother should actually want them at their current size. They'll say something like, oh, if he really likes me, then he'll like me to where I am or something like that. Men do not think like that. When they see that sister that's a size 8 or a size 6 when they met, that's the portrait that they want to keep in their head. Oh, this is my baby. This is my boo. Once she gets to a size 10 or 16 and he's just not that attracted to her anymore, it's nothing that he's doing. He's not saying to himself, oh, I don't want to be attracted to her. It's just that his sex drive is saying, no, dude. You don't want this kind of chick. You want the size 6 that you saw in the beginning. Yes, he still has feelings for you. Yes, he still loves you. That don't mean he want to have sex with you. Men separate love and sex.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Now, if you would say, now, you know, obviously, your book is very, very blunt. Pretty much brings to light a lot of unpleasantries in as far as relationship goes. Do you also get on brothers too in the book? Do you also say anything about the male gender that needs to be corrected?
No, I'm sorry. This is not one of those books. If you want one of those books, like I said, there's plenty of them out there. You know, you can listen to Dr. Phil, Montel, Oprah, fucking Steve Harvey, any of those jokers out there that want to say it's on the brother's side or you need to leave that dude or something like that. I give you the cold, hard truth about what men think. You know, I know how men think, so I'm giving you that truth. You know, I'm not trying to play devil advocate or half and half. Well, if I do this, then he should do this. Then no, the fuck you don't. I'm telling you this is the way it is. This is how we think. I'm only the messenger. I'm just giving it to you. If you choose not to follow the route and follow the information that I give in the book, then that's on you. Then when you, down the road, when you alone and you 40, 50, however old you are, and you say, oh, fuck, dudes or whatever, men ain't shit or something like that. Why are you still 50 still saying that? You know, why are you still that old still saying it? It can't be all men that you've met throughout your life. You got to take that mirror and look at yourself to see what's going on with you.
Wow. So that's
a question for Dante.
Got a question. This is about like females. How come sometimes when you go out with somebody, they say they want a good dude, but then most of the time when they find that good dude, they treat him like garbage, or like he a sucker or something, because he say, sweetie, I'll get you this, I'll get you that, and he want to be the nice lovey-dovey dude, but then they end up leaving him or cheating on him for the dude that they said was some garbage, or they say that dude that treat him like shit, but that's what they go for.
Nice question.
And look, that's like an excellent question, man. And I get that question all the time. And the answer is, it's a lie, man. They don't want that good dude. They don't want the dude that brings them flowers, opens the door for them, takes them out, stuff like that. That gets too old too quick. They want that drama, that controversy. Some dude that they trying to mold into some shit that don't even exist. Some man that they had in their mind since they were young, they trying to mold that good dude that they already have. No problems, no credit issues, no baby mama drama. They trying to mold him into some fantasy nigga that they done seen or heard of when they was younger, and it just ain't gonna work. That dude is already perfect. He already got his game on. It's her with the problem. It's her that got to get her game right. It's her that got to get her shit together. That is the problem. That's what's going on, and that's why I wrote the book.
Oh my God. All
right.
Okay, Dante, I have another question. I'm sorry, baby. It is no. But I need to know, and I'm sure a lot of other women out here would love to know the answer to this question, okay? You have men out here that have a dime piece on their side. I mean, the perfect woman, nice ass. Every black man love a woman with a nice ass, right?
Keep it real.
I'm going to keep it real. So when that man has that woman with that nice figure, that nice ass, why is it that he's always constantly looking at other women's ass when his woman got a badonkadonk on her back?
Please answer that question, brother.
That's a very good question too, man. Y'all been studying or some shit tonight, man. Y'all been having some excellent questions. I'm gonna tell you like this, man. Men love sex and men love women. They love the variety of women. They love everything about them. And just because that chick is a Holly Berry or Nia Long, which is the prototype to all women, she should be. Let me say that again. Nia Long. You know what I'm saying? I wrote that in the book.
You just tad did have a thing for Nia Long.
I definitely have a thing for her. No. I'm gonna ask you a question.
I want to know whether or not the man is looking to see if the other woman has a fatter ass than his woman, or is he looking just to see, okay, I want to feel satisfied with what I have. I mean, what is the reason that you have to ass watch when you have a prized possession on your side?
Why you ass watching, brother?
I'm going to tell you like this. I got off the little subject with Nia Long. You know, I got my little moment. That's cool. But I'm going to answer it like this. It's almost like a piece of art. If you have a Picasso or if you have a Monet, yes, you got that piece of art at home, but it's plenty of other pieces out here that you could look at. Looking is not doing anything. It's not damaging your relationship. The only thing it's doing is just showing appreciation for that other piece of great art. She has a fat ass. She has a fat ass. She has, nice eyes or lips or whatever. Oh, man, I wish I could hit that. But I got my Picasso at home. So don't worry about the dude looking at another female. Of course, you don't want it to be disrespectful and all in your face. But women, the way they hold the conversation with you and the way they look at you, you know what I'm saying? They always, you know, in your eyes. So it's hard to kind of, you know, glance over there at that fat ass. You know you want to. I tell the brothers, just pick up some dark shades, man. You know what I mean? Yes, you got the good one at home, and I know you got the fat ass at home. Or if you don't, maybe you looking at the fat ass because you don't have the fat ass at home. But it's really nothing wrong with looking. You just showing appreciation for the opposite sex.
But I think she meant like, you know, like, why do we, if we have a woman that have a nice figure and we see another woman with a nice figure, we always look. And I think because you get used to what you have at home. And when you see something different, that's just a generic thing in a man. That's just something that we do. That don't mean that we want to leave you and go get her. But that's just something that that's just a natural thing that we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know? So now that you got the little Waynes out here wearing the tight jeans and the tight body shirts, and they basically, they dressing like females and they showing their figure, are we wrong for looking at dick prints?
First, I want to preface this with the skinny jean tight shirt thing. I'm not with it all. I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? I still got the old school baggy jeans and Tims. That's how I roll. But I don't really think it's wrong with women checking out men. Y'all do it all the time anyway. I mean, what's the issue? It's really about respect. You know what I'm saying? It's how you do it and when you do it. A lot of times, I know people done seen that Corona commercial where the dude was checking out the female walking across the beach with the white bathing suit on and the chick squirted a little lime juice in his eye. It's going to happen. It's going to happen sometime, but they are both together on the beach. That's what you should appreciate.
I got a question for you, brother. This gentleman asked me to ask you this from last show we had, KJ Talk Radio. He said, does women have an expiration date like milk?
They, I'm going to say that some of them probably do, man. It's like when they say people come into your life for a season, it's like, look, sometimes that is true. I mean, sometimes you can't outgrow a chick, or you could just get tired of her, get fed up with her BS or whatever's going on. Sometimes she's just not the one for the long term. I mean, you just got to recognize that type of thing. I was talking to a dude the other day. He was telling me, man, this is a married dude, and he was telling me, if you have a problem, even if it's a small problem with the chick, the way she washes clothes or the way she does her hair or something like that, then you need to address that in the beginning of the relationship, because it's only thing it's going to do is going to weigh on you year after year, day after day, and going to cause problems over and over and over again. So, yes, she does have an expiration date if she's not keeping her game tight.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
All right, something I wanted to know was, why do women get so heated about when a dude dates women from different races? Like, I don't know why that's such a big thing, you know what I'm saying? The way I look at it is, we human, I'm a human man, she a human woman, most likely we're going to come out with a human baby, period. That's point blank. It ain't no point for the racism. Like they say, like it'll be a celebrity. Yeah. He'll be a black dude. He'll be a celebrity, like the dude from Amistad or something. Someone's like, oh, he's nasty as a mug. But if he go to Kamora Lee, he's like, oh, you see, all our black men don't want no black women. But just a minute ago, you was talking about how ugly he was. But as soon as he go get a white woman or something like that, you all of a sudden they taking your black brother who you didn't even want in the first place.
Mm. It's a lot of times, man. I think when you go to a female of another race, when it comes to black women, that female of that other race exposes the black female's insecurities, man. The things that she cannot do, that other female is taking up the slack. When you have the dude, just like you said, CK from Amistad or whatever, going to Kamora Lee, yeah, they're going to get pissed off with that because she's not causing no drama at home, probably. I don't know how Kamora Lee acts at home. You know, I don't really understand that relationship, her and Russell Simmons. That's a whole nother story, you know, to talk about. But you know, when it comes to coming home to your man and you arguing and having constant issues or something like that, a man ain't trying to battle when he comes home with no sister. A man ain't trying to argue and all that stuff when he comes home from work. He gets tired of that. You can't whoop him, so why are you arguing with him?
But it's not just the black women that's crazy or deranged. You know what? I had a black guy come into my salon the other day with a Korean woman. You know, that doesn't make me mad when I see black men with Koreans or white chicks or Spanish chicks, because it's black females out here with an opposite race also. It's whatever makes you happy and whatever floats your boat. But this particular guy came in and he said they chop dicks off. You know, they gouge eyes out with stilettos. So you got your issues with every race.
Right. I agree with that.
It's not just us black ones that's crazy and deranged and insecure. You got white men that leave white women for black women because they feel as though, okay, her confidence is higher than my white woman. Or, you know, you have a lot of females out here from the black race that's very secure within themselves and wouldn't care about seeing another black man with a woman from the opposite race. So I think I speak for myself and other black women when I say, to me, it really doesn't matter. Whoever you fall in love with is on you, and more power to you.
My thing, this is Kay from Dee's Cuss and Hookups. I'm going to separate myself from everybody. Let you know something.
All right.
You find a man that's willing to try, hold on to him, period. First of all, you got guys that are individual people. So my thing is, you can never have one guy that can elaborate on an individual. He maybe can give you solutions, but he can never elaborate or give you the perspective of a person hot, because everyone has different personalities. My thing is, too, another thing, if you find a woman, you fall in love, hold on to it, keep it moving. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Make it work to the best of your ability. Ups and downs, that's what it is. Make it happen, hold on to it, work it out. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you find a woman that gives you inputs and know your background from a man perspective from a D.C. area, growing up in a hard environment, to the point where she can give you knowledge on getting your education or doing something with yourself or seeing potentials. And when you get those things and you achieve those things, but you want to turn around and go back to the negativity, then who's wrong, you or her? Nah, yourself is, because a person sees qualities in you and they want you to get yourself together. Hold on to that, because a person that loves you don't want to see you hurt, broke, or violated. Period. So at the same time, fellas, pay attention to the loving man in here and pay attention to the mess. Nothing wrong with that. At the same time, if you're a person that's from a cold-hearted area and if you want to get some information, come to Dee Dee's Cousin Hookups. I can give you everything you want. Everything you want. And show you proof and give you a jacket and a record and a number. Period.
All right.
And I'm going to let you know the whole ordeal. And I ain't writing no books, but I could. But at the same time, fellas, if you've been through the ups and downs, cold-hearted, slept in the hallways, cars, whatever, got your education, did what you had to do, work, bang, slang, whether white, black, or Chinese, everybody go through their whole ordeals.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard part in every world country out here. But if you find a woman that's willing to deal with you, stanky, funky, clean, or whatever, holler at her. Whether if it's big, small, or tall, deal with it. You understand what I'm saying? So if a person loves you, listen to the message. Just like you have a message in here, listen to the message. A message don't have to be from a man all the time. It can be from a woman, too. You understand? Whether big, small, tall, white, black, or Chinese, period. Me, myself, I love my sisters. I'm not racist. I never found a woman, white, black, or nothing I fell in love with. But I found a black woman, and I'm going to deal with her. But if she see that I'm sidelining and I'm bullcrapping, she going to give me the love. She will let me know, look, Slim, hold back. Fall back. It ain't right. You got too many potentials to be going backwards. And there's nothing wrong with that. So if you see another woman that have another figure or something like that, and your woman beside you, try to respect her. But if she ain't there, then you do you. That's love, that's respect, you know what I'm saying? So if you see a woman that has figure or this and that and all that, respect your woman, do that and all that. If you don't love her, then you disrespect her. You disrespect her. But if you love your woman, respect the woman, man, you know what I'm saying?
Whether she's there or not.
Respect your woman whether she's there or not.
I know that's right.
Period. And if you have a desire, you act on it, and you let that other person go.
Exactly.
Period. That's just how it is. Because first of all, if you have a desire and you ain't 40, 50, or 25, and you still want to get down, let the other person go. Period. That's just how it is. That's life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's K from Dee Dee's Cuts and Hookups. I'm going to give you that from my experience.
1500 East.
Nothing against the brother love in here. None of that. But I'm going to tell you, I want to get down and dirty with you on the radio and let you know about all that. But I ain't going to do that because it's not my segment. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all be good. God bless. If you want to come look at my face and be like, I'm the one that was on the radio, come do that. I'm going to give you all the information you need to know. If you really want to hold on to your man or really want to hold on to your woman. Period.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, we closing up. Getting ready to wind it on down here. So I guess we'll just say some last few things. I'm going to say something to Dante. Go ahead to D Young and Dee Dee's Cuts and Hookups. We're going to let everybody say some last remarks. My last remark for Mr. Dante is, you know, there's a brother. And actually, I'm going to put myself out here, and Mr. Darryl King, too. But, it's a brother out here. Why is it that women, not all women, but some women, when they get to around late 30s, early 40s, they just throw marriage, kids, everything they've worked for, the man they've worked for, to the wind and say, you know, I want to do something different. And how does a brother deal with that? Because I know a brother now that's devastated. And actually, me, myself, I'm going through it right now. Now,
How do I feel? Oh, it hurts, you know. But I had to, like the brother said, like the brother said, you know, I had, you got to deal with it. You got to. But what's up with that midlife crisis? Talk to me, bro.
I'm gonna. It starts off like this, man. A lot of females don't know what they want, man. And it might be, you know, one day, 1 year, 15 years, but they still going through the same constant, never-ending backward cycle that they going through. And finally, they come to the point of they say, all right, I want to start anew, or I want out of this relationship, or I want to do something different. You know, 40, 50, three kids or whatever, your stock has plummeted in the male market. I mean, I'm just put it out there straight. When it comes to men, there's no dude out here that's going to be like, I got my stuff together and I want another 45-year-old chick. It just ain't happening. They're going to try to get somebody younger that they could probably deal with or mold or have some type of relationship with, but believe me, they're not coming after your ass.
Ladies out there, if you find a man that try, hold on to him. Hold on to him. If you find a man that can try, hold on to him. When you find a man that can disrespect but appreciate, hold on to him. But when you find a man that violate, get rid of him. Just think about that for a second. It's different levels of disrespect and violation. Just think about that for a second.
Wow. Okay. Jonesy, we're going to end it right now. Anybody last remarks from every guest? We want some remarks.
I just want to thank everybody for being here tonight. And,
absolutely.
I think things, I really like what happened tonight. And I would just like to keep this thing going, you know.
I came here for the barbershop. Y'all got me talking a little more.
All right. Everybody else got
to say. We're going to go on through. We're going to start with D. Young, the young legend. Anything, final remarks you want to say on KJ Talk Radio, young man?
I'd like to thank Mr. Dale King Sr., and I'd like to thank Mr. Albert Jones for letting me on this show. And I'd like to say shout out to Barack Obama for getting that Nobel Peace Prize. Right. I know they hate it, man, but that's what they do.
Yep. All right, Dante, the re-educator Moore. Come on, man. You done started a whole conversation on another level tonight. What you want to say?
Hey, man, I just put it out there for the real, man. It's all about dialogue and getting it out there in the open. If you don't have communication, this stuff gets swept under the rug, and you can't work out your relationship. That's what causes problems in there. But first thing I want to say is you can catch me on my website at thereeducation.com. You can buy the book at any Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble. You can also hit me on an email at thereeducator@yahoo.com. If you got any questions, complaints, or problems, hit that joint up and I handle it for you.
All right. All right. And last but not least, K and DD. Yes.
Where you located and all of that.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to DD's Custom Hookups. It's owned by me and my husband, K. You heard a lot from him and me tonight. And there's more talk and more of this where it came from at Diddy's Cuts and Hookups. You catch me on Facebook. My name is Donita Davis. And again, you can email us at dshands, DEEZHANDZ at AOL.com. If you want to talk, if you want to make an appointment, anything, just call us at 202-546-4664. Again, the address is 1500 East Capitol Street, Northeast.
All right.
Ain't is. Love my woman. Been there, done that, and know where I'm at. But East Cap 15th and East Capitol, Northeast. Didi's Cuts and Hookups. God bless everybody tonight. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank y'all for having us.
Thank y'all for having us. Hold it down. Come see us. Let's talk rap. Argue about the Redskins all day. Let's do it. And keep your head up, drive safe tonight, and watch it for River Your Vision.
All right. Jonesy, this is the end of another wonderful segment of KJ Talk Radio, brought to you by none other than BBSRadio.com. You can catch us every Friday. We're going to bring it to your raw gutter with some of the hottest guests and some of the most interesting topics you want to hear on Internet radio today. Close us out, Jonesy Jones.
This love is unbreakable.
All right.
Ah, yeah, that's right. I said we get a hand clap for that tonight. K-Day Talk Radio. That's what's up. That's how we do it all day in the paint. Jonesy.
Okay, we out.
Yeah.